Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Christian, this is Alistair Campbell. I'm calling in the hope that your wonderful listeners will understand and recognise the amazing work that Mind do for people with mental health problems.
Well, first of all, good morning and thank you very much for giving us a call. And Alistair, welcome to the show and the feature. And yeah, you're quite right. It's a it's an amazing charity. Is it something you've been involved with for a while?
I'm an ambassador for Mind and for the Time to Change campaign. I've got I've had history of mental health problems myself, and also recently I wrote about my brother who died age 62. He'd struggled with schizophrenia all his life, but actually had a pretty good life.
I read that, and it's an incredible article, but incredible for you
It's always on my website, people want to see it, but he did have an amazing life despite the illness, and that was in part because he had a great employer. He worked at Glasgow University who were really brilliant with him. They didn't see him as a schizophrenic. They saw him as an employee who had schizophrenia. And he had a great, he had quite a good life. He had his own home. He had his own, drove himself. He was a great musician. But, the reality is for a lot of people with mental health problems, they don't have the sort of support that he had. They don't have, a lot of them don't have supportive family. They don't have a good employer, a lot of them homeless. And, the mental health charities really are picking up the pieces for the fact that for too long we've just turned a blind eye to it.
Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for supporting such a great charity and calling us up to draw attention to them as well. Alistair, whilst you're on then, last week on this show doing the same thing, we had Nick Clegg. And one of the things I asked Nick was, did he miss anything about politics being back in at number 10? And he was saying how sometimes yes, but he was also fearful about the way of the world and the way that politics is going in this country as well. So what's the same question to you? Do you miss it at all, life at number 10?
Well, I don't. I mean, this is going to sound odd, but I don't really think about it that much because we're not there anymore. It's like, I mean, I've got a book out at the moment which starts on the day that I left, 2003, and it took me ages. And I'm sure Nick Clegg's finding this. It takes you ages to adapt to a different sort of life.
It's kind of like decompressing, isn't it? To a different atmosphere.
It's totally like decompressing, and actually. Back to the mental health theme, I actually did plunge into quite a bad depression, which went on for a long time. And I don't think it wasn't about missing it. It was about suddenly going from having a full-on mission and purpose. You knew what you were for 24 hours a day.
Into some kind of void,
Well, not a void, but you're trying to recreate a new sort of life. And what's interesting, going back over the diaries, was actually realizing that I didn't really leave, so I was in this kind of half limbo land. And it is the thing about Nick Clegg that you just said, that he and I were doing a program together the other night, and we both made the same point that I do find politics quite scary at the moment. I find it quite scary in Britain. I find it quite scary around the world. I thought yesterday was Theresa May's speech. It just felt like, I mean, there's a woman who hasn't been elected prime minister basically saying she's going to do everything differently. And then you've got, people thinking the Labour Party is sort of slightly lost the plot, and the Lib Dems have gone, and the SNP's rampant in Scotland, and Trump in America, and Le Pen in France. It all just feels a bit grim at the moment.
They put me on a downer now, Alistair.
Sorry.
I was in a good mood.
Well, listen, Christian, if you get very, very down, you can phone Mind.
You're quite right.
Back on message.
Yeah, back on message. See, I knew he's never left. He's never far for the message. And listen, the way this works, Alistair, is every celebrity that gives us a call, they leave a question for the next celebrity.
I've heard that.
Yeah, yours comes from Abby Clancy. It's quite a specific question. Her question is, what was her and Peter's wedding dance?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you were there.
Well, I wasn't invited to the wedding. And
what?
I suspect that even if I had been, I wouldn't remember the dance song. But Oh, God. I'm going to go for, and this is probably completely wrong, but he's so tall, isn't he? I mean, he's a very, very, very tall man. So I'm going to go for Tall Man by Dolly Parton.
Now, that would have been a great song choice.
If you look up the lyrics, I love a tall man. He ain't a small man.
It's my perfect man for Peter Crouch.
My man is all man and the only man for me. So I don't know whether...
It was actually U2, but they should have gone with Dolly Parton and
what
Tall Man.
Which U2 song was it? It was
Sometimes Can't Make It On Your Own.
Which is a good song.
That's a good song. Tall Man would have been so much better. At least it wasn't... Yeah, anyway.
And what's the question from you for the next celebrity we get?
OK, well, mine is, back on message, more on the mental health side of things, when was the last time that you cried?
That's a great question. When was the last time you cried, Alistair?
The last time I cried was... I've been crying quite a lot recently because my brother died and, you know, grief works in odd ways and you suddenly find yourself... I found myself out on the bike the other day and I suddenly realised I was just, you know, shedding a few tears. So, recently is the answer.
Very recently. Well, listen, thank you very much for your question. It's such a personal question, and you're right, grief does come in those little moments, isn't it, when you're out and about and suddenly it just drops into your mind and catches you there.
Mind, you said mind there. That means that your listeners should really go for mind, shouldn't they?
Imagine what you must have been like at number 10. See where they got Malcolm Tucker from. You're very good. Yeah. Can you come and work for me as head of PR on the show?
I could be your spin doctor any day.
No, do you know what? I think within a week you take us to number one. I think we'd be the biggest breakfast for show with you behind us, Alistair.
Christian, you already are.
He sees already spinning the figures. I don't think you could spin these ones, even you.
Okay.
Well, listen, thank you very much for giving us a call, okay? And
good
on you with talking about mind as well. And good luck with the book.
All the best. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks a lot. Radio.co.uk. That should be Alistair back. Alistair.
What did you forget to ask?
Listen, I'm really sorry about this. Like I said, it's live radio. There was so much going on. First of all, so many texts we're getting from listeners saying wanting to thank you for talking about mind and the important issues that affect so many people, but they find it hard to talk about. So well done for that. Secondly, this morning we have been also doing the show, and we're talking about what one packet of crisps would you give to an alien to show them the very best in the humble packet of crisps? What would it be for you? I forgot to ask.
Oh, it would be the ones you used to have when I was a kid, where you had the little blue thing of salt.
The salt shakers.
So you had a choice about whether you could put the salt on. And the other thing I would say to the alien is that if you come and live on our planet and you get into watching movies, would you join my campaign to ban anybody who eats potato crisps in cinemas? Because they drive me absolutely crazy.
Crisps.
I mean, boiled sweets are bad, especially taken off the wrappers, but crisps. There was somebody recently who went to see, especially Bridget Jones' baby, and they were eating Pringles. How can you eat Pringles while you're watching a film?
You're true, they're so noisy. When is going to the cinema become so stressful now?
It is, and it's also, I mean, I like cinema, it's a bit like the old-fashioned salt shaker. I like cinemas when you just had a seat. Now, you have people coming to serve you drinks and food and tripping over you because it's dark and... No, it's not good. So the alien needs to join the campaign.
That's very
and the
good.
Alien, apparently, aliens have mental health too, so aliens should vote for mind.
For mind as well.
As well.
And let's not forget, obviously, you're privy to documents that we don't know about at number 10, so you'll know that aliens do have these issues. So
the UFA unit at number 10 is the best kept secret in the planet.
Stop it.
Number 10.
One last question. What was your market at 10 for Bridget Jones's baby?
Seven and a half. That's good for me, by the way.
Yeah, no, I bet it is. Okay, listen, Alistair, we'll let you go.
I did actually laugh a lot, huh?
That's good. I'll pass that on to the Bridget Jones's people. They can put that on the poster. I laughed a lot. Alistair Campbell.
Yeah, I did laugh a lot.
All right, thank you very much for getting back onto us.
Take care.